just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home with Lori Kahn, Meditation for Ordinary People. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, which is a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 for more information, or go to www.omlagunabeach.com. So, as you know by now, if you've been tuning in and listening to Om at Home, every month I choose a different book by a different meditation teacher and like to share what I'm learning with you and share their different styles and techniques of meditation with you. So this month's book is called The Buddha Walks Into a Bar by Lodro Rinzler, and it's a great book. I'm really enjoying it. So Lodro Rinzler's point of view is really simple and really accessible when it comes to meditation, although he follows the Shambhala tradition of meditation, which is a traditional Buddhist path. He writes in a way that I think is really accessible for ordinary people like me and you. And one of the things that he says in his book is that meditation practice is first and foremost about learning to be present and to appreciate the world around us. He says it helps us view the world not as a battlefield, but as fertile ground to practice being open-hearted and awake. Most of us, he says, have a set routine that gets us through the day, and somewhere along the line, we solidify that routine into our way of life. The question becomes, is it working? Day by day, we may find ourselves getting restless with the same classes or the same job or the same relationship, the same hangouts or hang-ups, and we long for some radical change. However, it's not that our world is necessarily problematic. It's really our point of view. I think that that's really a great statement, because what happens when we start to meditate is we examine our point of view. We start to notice our thoughts without acting on them, and we can see how our point of view may keep us stuck and experiencing some suffering, some cycle of disappointment that we find ourselves in. And in traditional Buddhism, this cycle of suffering is called samsara. So Lodro says in his book, samsara is everything from being uncomfortable because you have a hangnail, or all the way to losing a beloved friend or family member. It's the fact that we long for what we don't have, and that makes us unhappy. It's the fact that when we get what we longed for, we're already thinking about something new that could entertain us. Samsara is fueled by hope and fear. We hope we'll do well at work, or we fear that we'll upset our boss. We hope to go to the beach, but we fear bad weather. Extreme hope and fear can sometimes ruin an experience because we've spent so much time in our head agonizing over what could possibly happen. So, brilliant stuff. As we learn to meditate, what we notice is all that stuff going around in our head. And our ability to manage those thoughts and return to the present moment is what we cultivate when we're learning to meditate and when we practice meditation. We start to be able to sit quietly and allow ourselves to rest. And when the mind wanders off into worrying about all the different things that are going on in our lives, we're able to bring ourselves back and be more patient, more compassionate, and more understanding, if only for our own state of mind. It definitely translates, though, when you go out into the world and you're able to take this skill with you. So when you're doing something and you get triggered, you get upset, frustrated, intolerant, short-tempered, you have that same skill that you can access, which is to take a deep breath and allow yourself to step back from the reaction that you feel like having and slow things down enough to notice what your point of view is and if there's any room for change. So that said, we're going to get comfortable and we're going to begin our practice. practice today, so find a position that feels good. Have your back supported, your legs supported. If you're sitting in a chair, just have your feet grounded on the floor and your hands resting in your lap, making sure that your fingers aren't clasped together, which causes some agitation in the mind. You can rest one palm on top of the other or palms down on your knees or thighs. Begin by taking three deep inhales through the nose and blowing slowly out through the mouth. Exactly like that, doing it two more times. Inhaling deeply through the nose and blowing as slowly as you can through the mouth. Sending that signal to the brain and the nervous system that you're slowing down and stopping all of the busy distraction of the mind and going inside to connect with the breath and allow yourself to rest. After those three deep breaths, you're going to let your breath travel in and out through the nostrils naturally without any effort. Noticing the temperature of the air as it comes in through the nose and how different it is as it flows back out of the nose from the body. You can notice if the breath feels deep or shallow, fast or slow, and the mind is settling into the position of the observer, the witness, rather than the reactor to things. Give yourself permission to be present, to develop this focus and this relationship with the breath. You'll notice that the mind wants to bounce around and attach to distractions. Perhaps there's noise around you. Maybe your eyes are open and you're looking around the room. You can just gaze softly at the floor or close your eyes, whichever's more comfortable. Let your back lean into the support behind you. And if you don't have any support behind your back, lengthen your spine out the crown of your head as if there was a string holding the top of your head. And you could relax all the way down into the tailbone and into the earth below. When we train the mind to focus, we have to give it something to do, something to focus on. So allow your mind and your awareness to travel down into your feet, noticing your feet. And then the breath moves up into your ankles and further up into your shins and your calves. The awareness and the breath continue to travel up into the knees, the thighs, and into the hip bones, letting the legs be heavy and supported underneath you. Become aware of your low back, your low belly, and allow yourself to soften from the inside out. Continue to let that awareness and breath flow into the sides of the body, the ribs, the middle back, and feel the expansion and contraction of the ribs, the diaphragm, the base of the lungs. Moving the awareness up into the chest, under the arms, allowing a little space under your arms, and slide your shoulder blades down your back and tuck them in. Moving the heart forward, softening and opening. Let your collarbone bones spread wide, your shoulders drop into your elbows, and your elbows slide down to your wrists and fingertips. The palms feel heavy. Drop the chin slightly. Allow your jaw to drop and your teeth are parted. The whole face softens. Eyes roll down and forward, while the back of the neck lengthens up and towards the crown of the head and out to the sky. Notice the gentle flow of breath in and out of the nose, the awareness of the body, and begin to focus on the exhale. Between the exhale is filling with the sense of silence and peace that resides in the moment inside of you, no matter what's going on outside. And each exhale is letting it go, preparing for the next breath, the next moment. Just allow yourself to notice them, see them, observe them, and instead of reacting to them, following them, you just deepen your breath and you say to yourself silently, just thinking, and come back to that exhale, that sense of letting go.
Thank you.
you're just tuning in, you're listening to Om at Home with Lori Kahn, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FMKX 93.5. We're focusing on the exhale today, allowing the thoughts to float by, aware of them without attaching to them, labeling them thinking and letting them go with each exhale.
Thank you.
Exhale. listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn at Laguna's only KX93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. Om Laguna Beach is a meditation studio. We do classes and coaching. You can call 949-415-6718 for more information, or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for information about appointments and classes and special events going on. Thank you for listening and wishing you peace along your way today.